Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer. A prayer to see God's word as a personal invitation each day, together. A prayer to see God's word as a personal invitation each day, written and read by Emma Danzi. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." When we have faith in Jesus, we will draw near to him because we believe that he exists. It is very easy to underappreciate our Bibles. When we consider that there are still many people across the world who do not have the scriptures translated into their language, we are reminded that we have been entrusted with a gift. However, it can often not feel like a gift. Sometimes we can believe that reading the Bible is a checklist to be good or just part of a daily habit. Reading the Bible is much more than a to-do list or a self-help book. It is coming to the living and active Word of God to be transformed. It is a weapon of spiritual warfare. It is breathed by the Lord. When we make an intentional decision to read the Bible, we are saying yes to the King of Kings' invitation to speak life into our everyday, to refine the areas of our lives that are sinful, and to grow as disciples of Jesus by hearing his direct teachings. Just like a friend would invite us to coffee or a family member would call us on the phone to catch up, every day our Bibles are Christ's invitation to speak to us. We get to make the choice if we want to engage with him or ignore him. I can honestly say that I have never regretted spending time with God. Each moment in the Bible is a treasured opportunity to know our Savior and to understand his redemptive plan from the beginning of Genesis all the way through the end of Revelation. Today, we are going to spend a moment praying to see God's word as a personal invitation each day. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for the daily invitation to meet with you. I know that you extend the opportunity for me to come to you every day. Whether I am in a good mood or a bad one, whether I am excited to read your word or dreading it, you are consistent. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have removed the barrier of sin between us, and your Holy Spirit lives in my heart because I trust in you. Thank you for forgiving me for the many sins I've committed in thought, word, and action. You looked down at me and did not leave me for destruction, but came to my rescue instead. I praise you because I am made new in you. I thank you for loving me so much and inviting me into a relationship with you. Father, you call me your child. Jesus, you call me friend. Holy Spirit, you are in my heart always. You are closer than a brother. Forgive me for neglecting you and for being selfish with my time. Help me to notice the ways that the enemy is trying to get into my thoughts to derail me from spending quality time with you. Help me to fight against him with the help of prayer by your Spirit to eliminate the distractions and the emotions of apathy and laziness. If I have any bitterness or anger towards you, remove it. If I have any fear of you that is not of reverence, take it away. I pray that I would see your word as a personal invitation each day. Guide me to your scriptures to get to know you more. Help me to be filled up by your Spirit to comprehend your word. Thank you for the Bible in my language. Thank you for sharing your gospel with me. I praise you for your word, which is alive and active. Instead of making reading the scriptures a checklist, cultivate a joy and a love for your word to delight in opening my Bible each day. Thank you that you love me so much that you want to spend time with me. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.